The immigration reform package would provide a path to citizenship for 11 million immigrants who are in the country illegally. Some clients of one immigration attorney in New York City are just learning about the bill. WNYC's Morella Ivorak has their reaction.
Let me call Hendra.
Okay. Jody Ziesmer is a lawyer for Catholic Charities, a nonprofit which provides legal services. This Wednesday, she's calling clients for whom she usually doesn't have good news. It's a group of over 100 people who are not eligible for any relief and have been waiting for immigration reform. People like Hendra Budiharto.
Hello?
Hi, Hendra. It's Jody calling you back from Catholic Charities.
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Budiharto's 47. He came to the U.S. in 1999 from Indonesia and overstayed his visa. Ziesmer tells him he would be eligible for temporary legal status if this law is passed. 10 years later, he could qualify for a green card.
All right.
Yeah, it's good news, huh?
Yeah, it's good news. I'm so happy.
Good. Well, it's not for certain yet. It's not for
By the
sure.
time Ziesmer finishes talking to Budiharto, he's ecstatic. About an hour later, another client, Jean-Francois, strolls into her office. Francois says he hasn't heard anything about the proposed immigration bill.
You know, I wasn't concentrated on it, you know?
55-year-old Francois is from Haiti. He's been granted temporary protected status in 2010 after the earthquake, which means he can work here legally. Francois says he's been looking for work, and that is what's kept him away from following news. For him, a change in immigration laws would mean he gets a chance to stay permanently in the U.S. Ziesmer tells him to start getting ready now, so he's prepared if reform happens.
Save your money.
Okay.
Save evidence that you are living in the United States. So bills, apartment leases, and file your taxes. Okay, that seems to be very...
Those applying for temporary legal status and residency will have to pay back taxes, application fees, and a $2,000 penalty fee over a 10-year period. Francois missed the opportunity to apply for amnesty under President Ronald Reagan by arriving 2 weeks after the cutoff date.
Well, unlucky.
Francois promised he would start paying more attention to the news. For WNYC, I'm Morella Ivorak.